This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics. Going to start out the show here in segment five, chatting with my friend Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. Going to talk about the GOP tax plan, which I think is a real winner. I think it's going to pass rather quickly for a couple of reasons. Number one, you obviously have the liberals against it. Patty Murray calling it a, quote, giveaway to the rich. I really don't look at it that way. I think it, obviously there's some real tax breaks for business in there, but you know, then again, the average person who pays taxes is going to save probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,000 a year. Jordan, how do you feel about this tax plan?
Well, I think it's got a lot going for it, but I don't think it's going to get passed that quickly because the lobbyists are going to attack every provision that affects them, and it's going to be very hard to overcome that. So, I mean, President Trump's talking about having this passed by the House by Thanksgiving and passed by the Senate by Christmas. I do not think that's going to happen. That's just going to be, and the Senate's going to have a very different take on this and not agree with everything the House has proposed. And even within the House bill, there's a lot of Republicans who are not probably going to be willing to go along with it. And there's no margin for error. The Democrats are not going to accept it at all. It's just going to be a completely partisan effort, unfortunately. It'd be nice if we had these major tax reforms have be somewhat more of a bipartisan effort, as we've had in the past. Remember when Reagan signed the bill in 1986? Who's standing behind him as he's signing it? Bill Bradley, Dan Rostenkowski, Tip O'Neill, Dick Gephardt, the major Democrats.
Yep.
That's not going to happen this time at all. There will be, as you said, with Patty Murray, there is zero Democratic support for any of this whatsoever. Yeah. So that's going to make it difficult to pass because it's kind of a thin margin. Now, just to give you some specific examples. So state income taxes would no longer be deductible. So that's great in places like Washington State where there's no income tax, in Florida or Texas. But if you're the governor of New York or New Jersey or California or Pennsylvania, this is a mortal threat, and you've got to do whatever you can take to stop that from going in. So that's one example. Another one would be the mortgage interest deduction. Now they're going to cut it from $1 million minimum to $500,000. That only affects about 3% of mortgages, but the real estate lobby considers that a death star, I guess you might say. And also their property taxes. They're talking about limiting property tax deductions to $10,000. Again, the real estate industry, whether it be realtors or home builders, are going to violently object to that. Raising the standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000 makes it a lot simpler for a lot of people to file tax. Something like 85% of taxpayers would be able to do simple filing and not itemized filing. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. But again, they're not going to get deductions for mortgage interest, charitable contributions, student loan interest, all kinds of things they're used to getting now. So each of the charities are worried. Real estate people are worried. The schools are worried. So, you know, in the effort to get simplification and lower people's taxes, a lot of oxes are being gored, I guess you might say. And those oxes are going to get their K Street lobbyists active and make it real difficult to get these things through.
Well, I think it is going to be difficult to get it through. The real estate industry probably is going to go against the tax deduction there, you know, limiting it to $500,000. I never thought
right.
In my wildest dreams that I'd ever say something like that. And you're right. You're correct, absolutely correct when you talk about states with an income tax like Oregon and New York, et cetera. I mean, although I will say one thing, the Oregon income tax, it's about a 10% tax, as I recall, down there. And in effect, by the time you take the deduction, it still leaves about 6%. So it's still a big number. But you're saying, let's talk a little bit about the implications for the country. I mean, this is really going to make it a heck of a lot easier for business. And I would say, you know, as a GOP members are saying right now, that this is going to be really good for business, and it's going to put us on a par to an extent with our competitors around the world. I think that's kind of a good thing, because it's obviously
that is a good thing.
Yeah,
but it costs a lot. I mean, we're talking about lowering the corporate rate from 35 to 20.
Yeah,
which would put us kind of in the middle of the pack. I mean, think of like Ireland is 12%, so we're not going to go to the last and lowest, but we'll be at least competitive in the middle of the pack. That's a good thing. And they're also talking a repatriation tax of 12% if you bring cash back. There's about $4 trillion overseas. Bring that back at 12%. I think a lot of companies would do that, and they would bring it back. So that's all good. So corporate profitability would go up. Companies would have more cash. But the question is, what are they going to do with the money? They have choices as to what they do with it. So one thing they could do is build their businesses. They could build new plants, hire people, do research and development, you know, invest in the business various ways. Let's hope they do that. That would be a good thing. What else can they do with it? They can buy back their stock. They can raise dividends. They're going to do a lot of that. And that's one of the reasons the stock market's been doing so well. It's anticipating reducing share counts and higher dividends from a lot of repatriated money and that lower tax rate. So that's good for stockholders, and there's a lot of people. But it's not necessarily good for employees, let's put it that way. They've made this assumption that if you cut corporate taxes, then the average wage goes up $4,000. That's the number they've been putting out there. I don't see it being that simple. You don't cut taxes and the company directors say, oh, well, let's give it out as a wage increase. I just don't think they do it that way. They raise wages because there's more demand for those employees and more demand from customers, and they feel they have to raise those wages to keep those employees. In many cases, that's not true. There's not, if you're a Walmart employee, there's thousands of people who would take those same jobs. There's not a lot of pressure to raise wages dramatically to keep those employees. In areas where there is, like construction, because there's a huge shortage of construction labor, for example, with what's happened in Florida and Texas because of the hurricanes, then yes, wages do go up because there's more demand for that labor. So in some areas, yes, but it's not because of taxes. I think wages go up because of demand from employers to keep and attract workers, not taxes.
Well, I think you've got a good point. I would have to say that I think it'd be good for the country, I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be good for the rank and file wage earner. I'm just saying that I think the economy would grow, perhaps, and obviously have more jobs out there available, that which I think would be a good thing. But what about the concept of continuing we've got a bit of a bubble, there's no question, in the equities markets right now. And I think if this thing passes sooner rather than later, whether that's short-term or mid-term, as you're saying, I think it would be incredibly good for the equities market, don't you?
I agree. Yeah. I agree because, as we said, corporate profitability would go up if their taxes go from 35 down to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have this repatriation at 12 and bring money back, yes, corporate profitability, which is already high, would go even higher. And yes, I think the stock market would go up. The stock market has gone up in anticipation of this, but it is not fully discounting it because they don't know if it's going to happen, if or when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if in fact it did happen, I agree, the stock market would go up higher. But to sell this politically, they've got to say it's a middle class tax cut when most of the benefits go to corporations we just talked about and high income people. I mean, the top bracket of 39.6 has been about 400,000. That would go up to 1 million. So there's a lot of people who would get a big tax break right there because the brackets are being widened out. They still keep the top bracket, but it applies to a lot less people and a lot less income.
Mm-hmm.
So high-income people, I think, are going to do just fine with this. Another example, for hedge funds and private equity people, the so-called carried interest deduction, people thought they were going to hit that. They did not. And so that means that these hedge fund guys who make millions of dollars are going to continue to pay income at the capital gains rate of maybe 15 or 20% compared to a top rate of 39.6%. That's a big loophole that people talked about closing that was not closed in the current version of it. Maybe the Senate will go after that. So middle class will get something. Raising the standard deduction is good. But I think upper income people and corporations are going to get the vast majority of the benefits from the tax cut, no matter what the politicians say.
I'm going to take a real quick commercial break here, but I have to say I agree with virtually everything you're saying. I'm kind of happy with what I'm seeing in this tax bill so far, though. Jordan Goodman, thank you so much.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. Welcome back, I guess I should say. Segment 6 of KER Politics, talking with my friend Dr. John Huber. John sent me a missive this past week where he was talking about the high percentage of people in the United States who are very definitely so into political correctness they're not even willing to express their opinions in most circles. Political correctness as a topic in the country is something that terrifies me because people aren't willing to discuss the problems that face our nation because of the concept of political correctness. Dr. Huber, you're on.
Thank you. Well, Al, you know, political correctness is a dangerous thing for a lot of reasons. And probably the best example, easiest way to look at it is think about those young children in elementary school that are in competitive sports, basketball, like this, and their teachers are told because of the school district that there's no winners or losers. And these kids go through there and they play these games and they know one side is getting score after score after score. And then the teacher, okay, it's the end of class, you know, it's a tie game. The kids know the truth. And yeah, it might make one side sad that they lost, but now what they've done is they've taught them that adults lie to them all the time and they lose trust in adults. So then when somebody, as this child grows up, is continually presented with politically correct information because we don't want to offend somebody. And then they become much more mature as they age. And somebody, they go get a job and they have to work with somebody. And all of a sudden they're faced with the reality that, you know, this might offend some people, but this is how we keep this company afloat. Uh-huh. Not a racist type thing, but just there are winners and losers in this world. And now this young adult doesn't believe the people that they're working with because they've been taught that adults lie. And when you're trying to learn how to survive and function, this kind of contributes to cognitive dissonance when we start talking about things like socialism. And, you know, it's a great utopian idea, but that's really what it is because we've seen it historically repeated throughout time, that you start making something free for somebody at the expense of somebody else's hard work and labor, that somebody else who's working decides to stop and it all falls apart. Look at Venezuela.
I'm not quite sure how political correctness, as I understand it, fits into that argument, though. Can you explain a little bit?
Well, if I don't want to offend somebody, so we've taken the sports model. Now let's talk about someone who maybe has a cognitive deficiency, okay? And he wants to be with his friend who's maybe in an honors English class or going to college, and this person can't do that. You know, and we have to essentially lie to make this person feel okay with their friend leaving them behind. That lie is what kills you. Well, you know, because you don't want to hurt this person's feelings. Oh, you might tell them that they're not actually in that class or that they're going to work instead of going to university. And, you know, someone with a cognitive deficiency,
What you're saying, I don't mean to interrupt you and I apologize, but what you're saying is you're basically saying that because our society has gotten to the point where you really can't offend people with actions that really aren't even meant to be offensive, that's hurting our society. And I would act with words that are simply truthful. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly it. And, you know, if you're going to be a survivor in this world, you know, it is competitive and it is harsh. You know, I mean, go back to, we're biological animals. Let's look at the animal world, you know, survival of the fittest. And children have to learn to deal with that confrontation. And as parents, and this is what I deal with in my office, we try to protect them all the time. But what we really should do is let the child go into that class and actually fail because they're not following the teacher's direction. And then as a parent, help them learn from that failure how to turn their choices around and start making better decisions and moving forward in life.
You know, what I find when we talk about political correctness, John, what I find to be really, really sad in our society is moral values. I mean, you know, as you know, I'm pretty much a walk and talk Christian. And moral values in our country, as outlined in the Bible, because of political correctness, are really unspeakable values, and I find that to be so sad.
And very disturbing. I mean, you know, our judicial system is based off Christian Judeo belief system, sure. The Ten Commandments.
Right.
And when we have people who say, no, it's not, and we're going to take the Ten Commandments down from our courthouse, you know, they're, you know, forget the religiosity, but they're basically saying our penal system, our judicial system is a fallacy. Mm-hmm. And then it gives more credibility to people who think we should just break the laws and not care about them, whether it be immigration or tax evasion or whatever.
Yep. I have a real interest in that statement that you just made when you talk about illegal immigration. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, don't let anybody in the country, don't help anybody. That's not me at all. I'm just saying if you have a law, you have to keep the law in the books. You know, I like your comment about a story I read yesterday. There's an Episcopalian church in Washington, D.C., where they had a plaque on one of the pews honoring George Washington because that's where he sat. He actually sat. And there was a statue of Robert E. Lee somewhere in the near vicinity of the church building itself. Mm-hmm. And the parish council, whatever you call them, of that church elected to take away the plaque of George Washington and take away the statue of Robert E. Lee. And what I found interesting is, you know, one thing that it says in the Bible over and over and over again, particularly the New Testament, is, you know, confess your sins and your sins are forgiven. Well, how about disregarding sins, which is in effect what that is doing? What good does that do society when you just whitewash it and brush it under the rug?
Well, and I think whitewashing is exactly what's happening, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And it reminds me that we need to not go there. That's one of the reasons why I believe our Constitution and our amendments are not erased. They strike through them so we can see what things we thought were appropriate before and we don't repeat them.
Yeah, there's no way you can learn from your mistakes if you're not willing to admit your mistakes. I mean, you know, it's just like the old concept of confession in the Catholic Church. How can you get better if you disregard? And I think that's where this particular church in D.C. is really, really losing the picture. I'll bet you'd agree with that.
Yes, I do agree with that, actually. And it's scary. That's where we get our moral structure from. You know, we can go talk to all the theorists, Kohlberg's moral, you know, whatever. But the reality of it is, you know, we started as human beings that were, you know, very small groups banding together to become bigger groups. And then we were led by religious leaders before we had police, before we had chiefs. And, you know, that was a form of social control.
Right.
And now that control is kind of washing their hands of it and stepping away.
It's washing their hands of it. It's taking basically what I consider to be, you know, a very important scripture. It's taking it away and saying, well, that's not, we don't have a place in that for that in
exactly.
our society anymore. Dr. Huber, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You know, I have to say, I really enjoy talking with Dr. John Huber. I think he really has a handle on what's going on in America today, and I think he's got a good handle on it. And I particularly enjoy the topic of political correctness because I think it perhaps needs to be addressed in a little more intelligent manner than it's being addressed right now. Not saying it's good or it's bad. You know, I've got a friend of mine on the line with me right now. Actually, we have a mutual friend in Jeff Dice, Jeff being the president of the Mises Institute. Gentleman's name is Tate Fegley. Tate is a PhD student at George Mason University. Just had Ralph Buckley on the line, who's actually a professor at George Mason. He'll be on the show, by the way, again next week. And Mises put an article that Tate wrote. Their title on it was, "There Is No War on Cops." I don't know if that's a title you wanted or not, but that is a very interesting subject, Tate, to discuss right now. I think that the amount, there's a lot of, you know, bickering back and forth, what I would call irrational conversation back and forth about Black Lives Matter and police are evil people and they basically are dictatorial, etc., etc. Before we talk about that, though, I really want to talk about the misnomer that there is a war on cops. I don't really think there is. Do you?
Well, it really depends on how one defines a war on cops.
There you go.
So, I mean, the impetus for writing this article was that the FBI had just released their 2016 report on law, enfor- law enforcement officers killed and assaulted. Mm-hmm. And a lot of headlines reported there was this 56% increase in the number of officers who'd been killed by gunfire in 2016 as compared to 2015. Mm-hmm. And 56% sounds like quite a bit. So I looked at the raw numbers, and the increase from 2015 to 2016 was 41 to 64. Mm-hmm. So it's an increase of 23 officers who were killed by gunfire. And I thought, well, this is in a country with over 900,000 police officers. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I think that puts things in a little bit different perspective. To give it more context, I looked at the number of deaths over the last decade and found that 2016 really isn't much of an outlier. And then going back, especially in the 70s, where in police face much more violence, mm-hmm. About half as many police officers were killed by gunfire in 2016 compared to the years in the early 1970s. So I think that's something that for those who care about police, that this is kind of a victory in that sense, that policing has become safer. And also, if you look at the assaults on police officers, not just lethal cases, the number of assaults has been going down generally, too. So in terms of there being a war on cops measured by violence against police officers, I think it's hard to make that case.
It is hard to make that case, I would say.
Yeah. If you take someone like Heather McDonald, for mm-hmm. example, of the Manhattan Institute, who's I see as one of the main advocates of this war on cops narrative, mm-hmm. having written a book with the same title. I haven't read the book, but I've listened to a few interviews and lectures she's given about the book. And her narrative is more about how cops are being treated more so than violence. So her argument is, as I see it, is mainly that crime was very high in the early 90s, and this is when police officers, especially the NYPD, mm-hmm. Implemented what's called broken windows policing, where they were more aggressive with certain tactics, especially with the stop and frisk, where they'd pat down people for weapons and drugs and hopefully prevent crime that way. And mm-hmm. so the decrease in crime we've seen since the early 90s, she credits to these policies. And more recently, what she calls the Ferguson effect is the shooting of Michael Brown, where there have been more protests against the police, that police have been more hesitant to use these more proactive tactics. And so that is why we've seen increases in crime in inner cities since then. And some may be a bit skeptical. It's a one-year difference. But that seems to be her main argument, that this increase in criticism of the police that makes them less willing or inclined to do good police work by being proactive. I think that's how she describes the war on cops more so than violence. And I think there might be a better case to make in that. War might be hyperbolic, but I think her point in terms of increased criticism of the police is probably valid.
Now, the comment I have to make is we have a really, really interesting situation in society today, what with Labor Day coming up tomorrow, and I know this is being broadcast on Labor Day, and all of the events that people are, terrible events that people are afraid are going to unfold in major metropolitan areas may have already unfolded, but we are recording this on Friday, so I can't comment on that, obviously. But what I can say is that being a real political junkie, being a real student of society, being a real student of government, Tate, I got to tell you, I find it very, very disconcerting, to say the least. That's almost not a strong enough word to use, but some of the things that are going on in society right now. I mean, we are so close to igniting what I think is a major fire if the two sides don't get together and at least be willing to discourse in a in an effective manner as opposed to just yelling at each other, because I think that a lot of the left folks are very, very angry at police, what they call police brutality, et cetera, and in many cases, I don't think they understand the exact nature of police work, whether it's dangerous or not dangerous. The fact of the matter is there are certain techniques that you just simply have to take, assuming you want to have a bit of civility in our society. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree with that, and that, yeah, most of us don't know what it is like to be a police officer, and so being in that position, it's hard to evaluate a lot of tactics or strategies used, or when we witness videos of aggressive means of arresting people, mm-hmm. Sometimes that's hard to evaluate. So I would agree with that.
Well, it's hard to evaluate, especially if you're not there, if you're not in either of the party's shoes, whether it's the unfortunate victim, if you want to use that word, or whether it's, in the police officer's shoes. Quite frankly, you just oftentimes never know. I'm looking at the number of officer deaths from gunfire on the front page of your article, and you make a really good point. 2015 did seem to be, I wouldn't call it an anomaly, but it's certainly, whether it's 41 police officers that are killed or 63, either one of those numbers is too big. I mean, theoretically, what police are supposed to be doing is that they're helping us as they have helped me in the past. I think it's an honorable line of work, and I think the two sides, the pro-law enforcement and the anti-law enforcement officers, they really need together and have a meeting of the minds, for lack of better terms. Got about 25 seconds left. You've got the final word, my man. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I think there's some, well, speaking personally about a subset of Black Lives Matter, they've created a website called Check the Police, which is mainly about different methods of holding police officers accountable. And their research has been helpful to me in terms of how they've looked at the privileges that police unions give. And I think focusing more on the holding police officers accountable and the legal mechanisms to do that, more so than race or the other things, that may be important. I think focusing on the legal issues and holding police officers accountable is more fruitful than just yelling at one another.
All of the sense in the world. Tate Fegley, many thanks, man.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. Big Al is chatting with a new guest, a guy who I think is one of the most interesting people I've talked with in a long time. You know why? Because he's been there, done that. He is very passionate about our country, and he has put his life where his mouth is. Not just his money, but his life. His name is Cade Courtley. Cade was an officer in the SEALs. He graduated as a senior SEAL instructor. I guess I shouldn't say, I guess I was, to be correct, say mustered out as a senior SEAL instructor. Got a lot of time for guys like you, Cade. Let's talk a little bit about how you became a SEAL, why you became a SEAL, and a little bit about your views on what's going on in society right now. And then I want to talk about what you're doing now. You're on, bud.
Well, I'll tell you what, why Navy SEALs? So I was a late bloomer. I was always skinnier and shorter than my peers, which put an incredibly big chip on my shoulder. I didn't realize how frustrating that was at the time, how that would pay dividends down the road. And it did when you're going through SEAL training and you're in night five of Hell Week and you haven't slept and you have a bald spot on your head from carrying that damn boat around. And you're hypothermic and you're burning 24,000 calories every 24 hours, most of which is just to stay warm. That chip on my shoulder, that's what got me through that. And again, why SEAL training? I wanted to, I went looking for the hardest thing I could find because I wanted to see if I could do it. Ended up being the best job in the world, surrounded by elite people, everybody that you trusted with your life, and was an amazing chapter in my life. After 9 years of active duty, I decided to get out. Unfortunately, as an officer, when you hit that nine-year mark, you don't get to go out, and you're no longer what we call a shooter. So you're not out there on the ops. They want you doing more of an administrative or training role. And that wasn't why I joined the SEALs. So I decided to go ahead and move on to the next chapter of my life. And that included doing quite a bit of well, let's just say 2 months after I came off active duty was 9/11. And I was like, oh, I want in on this. So I got a phone call from a company called Blackwater, and I ended up doing security contracting work with the CIA for the next 6 to 7 years.
Wow.
And yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I would have to believe, in chatting with you off mic and then on mic right now, I would have to believe that you're a pretty patriotic guy. You know, when you mention an organization like Blackwater, you talk about Iraq, et cetera, et cetera. The views in the United States right now are kind of mixed on that. But I have to say that we have to do what we have to do. And because of the nature of the United States, I have to say that the one only comment that I disagree with in terms of my friend Ron Paul is Ron says we shouldn't be overseas any place. And I would have to say that I think there are very definitely exceptions to that. And I think that perhaps the Iraq situation was one of them. I know that it's evolved into a huge mess over in the Middle East, but I also have to say that, you know, who's right? Hell, man. I don't know. So you left Blackwater after being a senior Navy SEAL instructor, and you decided you were going to start going your own way, and you started a company called Victory Coffees. Tell me about Victory Coffees.
Well, if you spend any time around a Navy SEAL, you know that they are not going to be very good in a office scenario, working in a cubicle from 9 to 5, there's going to be problems. So, being a Navy SEAL and being an entrepreneur just makes sense.
Why do you say that? Because I, if you're saying it for the reason I think you do, I would agree with you. But tell me why you say that, Kate.
The harder I work, the bigger reward. If I make a mistake, I have to look at myself in the mirror and realize that was me. And so I'm okay with that. That, and there's an element of risk involved when you're trying to start a new business, which I'm not afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the perfect fit. It really is for a very type A, aggressive, independent personality. So, people say, so why'd you get the coffee business? And the quick answer is, well, it beats getting shot at. But to take it to sort of a little bit further, when I was in places like Iraq, Afghanistan, Bosnia, I used to go and step away for about 15 minutes. You know, I wasn't around my guys. I wasn't around anybody. And I would just sit down. And I would enjoy a really good cup of coffee. That was my Zen moment. That was my yoga. That was my meditation. Whatever you want to call it, that was my way of checking out for about 15 minutes, mm-hmm. not having to think about what happened last night, what we're going to end up doing tonight, what's going to happen tomorrow night. And so, yeah, I mean, that's why I'm in the coffee business. And, we have a business model that is very similar to Dollar Shave Club, where basically you are getting award-winning coffee that shows up at your door every month. So the convenience factor is a no-brainer. The quality is a no-brainer because we have won awards for our coffee.
Kay, tell me about your awards.
You know what? You're helping out a veteran-owned company. Mm-hmm. So you got to give us a try at victorycoffees.com.
You know, I have to tell you, I have not had the coffee yet. I was just introduced to Kate here a couple of days ago by his publicist. But I will say I'm signing up as soon as we get done doing the interview. Not only do I want to support him, but I want to support veterans in general. You know, just because these are not guys that asked to do certain things. These were guys that did certain things because they followed their orders. And I have to say, I have nothing but respect for that. You know, one last question, Cade, and I guess I want to touch this one somewhat gently, and that is, I have to tell you, I am very, very concerned, as you are a veteran, and this is airing on the radio stations, interestingly enough, on Veterans Day, November 4th, I am really concerned with what's going on in our country because the two sides, we have a civil war. There's no question about that in my mind. I mean, I've got award-winning authors who have said the same thing to me. The list goes on and on and on this show. But I have to say, I am very concerned that the two sides simply can't sit down and talk. Just give me an opinion on that, would you?
Well, it's funny you use the word opinion. One of the amazing things about the United States of America is everybody can have an opinion.
That's right.
Let's use another word, reality.
Yeah.
I would love to take some of these people and their opinions, and I would love to drop them off from a helicopter in the middle of a poppy field in Afghanistan or outside of a place like Kirkuk in Iraq. And then let's see what happens to that opinion. Because when they start choking on reality, they might take a second look or take a second and think about this opinion that they've made and realize, there's a little bit more to it than that.
I would have to say that the point that you're bringing out that I think is really, really accurate is that I think that people are dealing not necessarily with reality in the sense that, you know, in 1940, 1941 in the United States, we had a lot of people who were incredibly pro-Nazi. We had a number of people who called the people who were pro-Nazi, you know, all kinds of bad names, etc. And they did have bad names because they weren't given true information. When the Japanese finally attacked Pearl Harbor and the U.S. was forced to get into a war zone that they realistically should have gotten into much, much earlier than that, reality sunk in and the country got behind what was going on. And they got behind it because they did get complete, true, accurate information about what was going on in both the Axis powers and also in Japan. We're going to have you back on the show, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.